justice to the people. The Justice Foundation podcast, from legacy to legal. Conversations and chats about cannabis weekly.
Too much confusion on this land.
Hi, I'm Sean Hocking, and welcome to the inaugural edition of the Justice Podcast. Best way to start the Justice Podcast is to have the person who runs Justice and has been there since the very beginning and will explain to us why we're doing a Justice Podcast and what Justice are all about. Hi, Cheryl. Why don't we tell our listeners first who you are, what we're talking about, and why we're doing it?
Yes. Hi, Sean. This is Cheryl Murray Powell Esquire. I'm a cannabis agricultural dietary supplement trade and psychedelics attorney, but I'm also on the board of the Justice Foundation. The Justice Foundation is an organization focused on helping legacy cannabis operators get into the legal cannabis space. So those who used to hustle, helping them to get their rightful place in leadership in the cannabis industry. So the Justice Podcast was actually your idea, Sean, and it's a great opportunity for us to really showcase some of our legacy operators, help people understand all the inner workings of the Justice Foundation and the things we do to support our community, and the fact that we are an international organization. You being involved just demonstrates that, first of all, love the accent. It reminds me of the time when I was living overseas in England. But you're living overseas as well. And, you know, some of our board members are in other areas of the United States. Most of our board members are based in New York, where we're headquartered.
That's a really great place to start off with. Let's go back to the beginning. How did the Justice Foundation start?
So great question about how did Justice start. Justice Foundation was actually founded by Steve D'Angelo. He started the organization and then asked me to take over as COO in March of 2022. With that change, I actually moved from Florida to New York, where I'm from, so that I could run the foundation, which was headquartered in Harlem, New York. It's been great for us to have this opportunity to support our legacy community. We are an international organization. You're a part of the organization. You're one of our board members as well, and came up with this phenomenal idea. You're based overseas. Some of our clients are based in Jamaica and other countries. And then in addition to that, we have board members who are located in other areas of the United States outside of New York City. So this is a great organization. You know, we're still building. We're still, you know, figuring out who we are as an organization. And one thing that's really important to us is that we're a collaborative organization. So we're really intentional about working with other nonprofits, specifically cannabis industry nonprofits, but even some nonprofits outside of the industry, like Harlem Business Alliance, Brooklyn Business Center, to make sure that we can fully execute on the needs of our justice fellows.
Okay, now for those listeners who don't understand what legacy cannabis producers or creators are, can you give us a little overview of who we define at Justice as legacy individuals or groups of individuals, and what sort of things they've done in the past in a not so legal market? Can we help them come into a legal market? Are they just growers, or is there a wider group of people?
Yeah, that's a great question. So when we talk about our legacy operators, I'll just give you some history. First of all, that term legacy to legal came from Deshita Dawson. She's the one who actually coined the term. She's now the cannabis czar. We'll probably have her on the show in a little bit. So she is the founding director of Cannabis NYC now. She was a regulator in Portland, but she's actually the one who's credited with coining the term legacy to legal. Or make your plug legit is one of her hashtags. With that said, the legacy operator definition came from a collaboration. Again, we were just talking about collaborations between myself as CEO of the Justice Foundation and UNLOC, which is a unified legacy operator council that's based in New York. So they started working on the definition. I kind of refined it a little bit. so that we can put it through the ASTM international balloting process and evangelize with our regulators across the country through our relationship with CANRA, the Cannabis Regulators Association. So that definition of legacy operator is, a legacy operator is an individual who has commercialized for the majority of their income, or sacramentally distributed or distributed cannabis outside of the legal framework during the period of prohibition, predating legalization by at least 5 years. And that's how we consider, that's what we contemplate when we're considering legacy operators. The reason why we have those requirements is we want to make sure that we are enriching the transition for people who have been around a while. They built this industry. They saved lives through cannabis. They took a tremendous, significant amount of risk and endured a significant amount of the harm. So we want to make sure those are our first priority VIPs that we give our services to. So what's important to us with regards to the legacy operator, who they are. Now, when you talk about legacy, we do recognize the four legacies. The first legacy is legacy cultivators and processors. That would be legacy number one. The second legacy is, distributors and retail. The third legacy would be, legacy community organizations.
Mm-hmm.
So those organizations that have been fighting for legalization, they've been supporting our legacy community even before justice was contemplated. And then we've also given grants to other nonprofits who fit that legacy nonprofit organization. And then the fourth legacy is the legacy consumer, because we don't want to leave them out. Legacy consumers also took some risk by sourcing their cannabis. People were often arrested and they were just users. They weren't distributing. And some people have had life sentences just for wanting to use cannabis for their own personal use or their own medical use, which we call medical necessity.
How do we help, say, the consumer? As look, we can have a lot of very deep dive discussions in future podcasts. I'm just an introduction here, but that's an interesting thing. The fourth one, because I've got, obviously most of our listeners will be consumers. We know about the Last Prisoner Project, which I think Steve was involved in as well.
Yeah, absolutely. Steve D'Angelo also founded the Last Prisoner Project as well.
How does what's the intersection between Last Prisoner Project and justice?
Because the Justice Foundation is such a collaborative organization, we are friends with the people who drive that change. We help to drive the change along with them. We collaborate a lot. Mary Bailey, she's involved, heavily involved. We've done a number of activities and programs, appearances with her. Stephanie Shepherd as well. Jason Ortiz just took over as executive director. He's a longtime friend. So we have those strong relationships with the Last Prisoner Project, and we uplift their work and they uplift our work as well. So we have been known to have appearances together, be on stages together. Last year, MJ Unpacked in New York, we actually hosted our own meetup room where we had a panel, and it was a collaboration between the Last Prisoner Project and the Justice Foundation.
Okay, now, I mean, we're going to keep it, as I say, short and simple in this sort of introductory podcast. How do people get in touch with the Justice Foundation? Are there forms to be filled out? How does it operate, and how do we as an organization get back to you and start working with you?
Yeah, to contact the Justice Foundation, you can go to our website. Our website is justus.foundation, so there's no I'm in there. It's justus.foundation through the website. Also, our Instagram is the same. So at justus, justus.foundation on Instagram. I'm the one who manage all of our socials. We also have a LinkedIn page for the Justice Foundation and a Facebook page for the Justice Foundation. I manage all of those, including our social media as well, including responding to our website inquiries as well.
What can we help you with, and what can't we help you with?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. So, because of the confidentiality of our legacy operators, we're very cautious about volunteers. So, we do have volunteers who are volunteer attorneys, volunteer accountants that will help our legacy operators with their applications. But I only vet them the life of the legacy operator and their information confidential. So volunteering is possible, but there is a process for me to get comfortable with introducing you to our fellows. Also, sometimes there's some predatory lending where people are looking for licensees, specifically social equity licensees, where they would want to pretend to want to volunteer and then really want to match them with a wealthier counterpart in a predatory way. So I'm super cautious about sharing them. But the other way that you can help out is definitely by making a donation. You can make a donation through our website, as mentioned, justus.foundation. We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization, so you will get a receipt and you will file and claim your donations to us on your taxes. So it's a huge benefit to you. It's a huge benefit to us, and the work that we do is fairly significant. We've been recognized in a number of magazine articles as well as newspaper articles, and we've been super successful with license applications that we've done for free as well.
Well, look, that's all great to hear, and it's really simple stuff. Let's sort of wrap it up at this point because we're just trying to do a first introductory
Oh,
podcast.
in closing, I look forward to seeing you guys over the next few weeks and for this first series of episodes. Sean, I want to thank you for your vision for this. But yeah, we're going to cover a lot of topics. We're going to introduce you to some really interesting people that care about the planet, care about their communities, and that's what we are at the Justice Foundation. We are a community-based organization, focused on helping legacy operators get in and take leadership in this industry. We get involved in the legislative process, we get involved with the regulatory process, and then we're hands-on with our fellows. If they need something, if they're feeling insecure about, transitioning, that's what we're there for. We lend a lot of moral support, and we place our fellows in unique situations. As executive, we have a great partnership with the Lemon Haze Golf Tournament, where, we have our justice fellows golfing with a multi-state operator, counterparts and executives as well. So it's going to be a great ride. I can't wait to connect with you guys. I can't wait to hear back from you on what you have enjoyed about our conversation today and what conversations you want to see in the future. So I gave you the information for the Justice Foundation. If you want to contact me directly, you can go on www.cherylspeaks.com. That's my speaker website. Or my Instagram is at Virtue N with the letter N Victory. So at Virtue N Victory, if you need to contact me directly. But I look forward to meeting with you. I look forward to connecting with you, and I look forward to collaborating with like-minded organizations. So thank you so much.
Okay, that's great. And I'll put a lot of that information in the show notes at the platform when we launch the podcast.
Awesome.
So people can also just link directly from the show notes, hopefully. Cheryl, thank you very much for being on the
Thank
inaugural
you.
Justice podcast. Listeners, apologies for some slight little Zoom dropouts there. We can't control other people's technology. So apologies if you did miss a bit of little piece of information. We'll make sure in future podcasts that that is all shared very clearly. And we'll be back sooner rather than later with much deeper dive conversations about legacy issues, both in the US and internationally, and also conversations about how we help people in each state, especially around the US, as we begin to legalize on the adult use front and all the other things that come with that. Thank you very much for listening to the Justice Podcast. And thank you again, Cheryl.
Give more justice to the people.
The Justice Foundation Podcast, from legacy to legal, conversations and chats about cannabis weekly.
Much confusion on this land.